celebrating Europe and the world's biggest singing competition. You are listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran Uri Tutiet. No need to be making your mind up.
This is Regina Ósk.
This is Friðrik Ómar.
And we are Euroband.
From Iceland.
Hello, this is Robin Bengtsson from Sweden. You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Representing Israel at the 1999 Eurovision Song Contest, coming fifth with that very song, Happy Birthday. What a cheesy, fun start to start this week's edition of the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM. Thank you very much for joining me. I'm your host, Kieran Uri Tutiet, and I'm with you until the top of the hour, playing you some of the greatest tunes from right across our nearest neighbours, the continent of Europe and Australia, of course, these days, here in 2020. Yes, it's going to be a interesting and fun show. I hope you enjoy it. I'm going to give you all sorts of different facts, play some really random music, some really interesting stuff. So I hope you can stick around for that. If you want to get in contact with the show, please do. It's always lovely to hear from fellow Eurovision Song Contest fans. So you can tweet us at ESC Showcase Our Facebook page is called the Eurovision Showcase, where you can send us a message, comment on our various articles, shared bits and bobs. It's always lovely to hear from you there. And of course, you can send us an email. Our email address is escshowcase@gmail.com. Alternatively, you can go to our radio station's website, forestfm.co.uk, and you can get in contact with us through there. And also our studio email address is studio@forestfm.co.uk. Yes, and I hope you've had a wonderful week. It's lovely to hear from you. I know you're there. So please do get in contact with us. Just to let you know what we're going to do this week, we've clearly got Rob's Random Request. And we've got Live and Kicking. We also have The Best of the Rest. And also this week's edition of the Eurovision Showcase News. We've got a few requests as well already this week. If you do want to get in contact with the show and you got a request, then I will play it, I'm afraid, next week's show. But don't worry, I can assure you, I will play it. Yes, 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 yes. Okay, so in the 1999 Eurovision Song Contest was actually the feature of this month's Eurovision again. Now, if you remember, throughout... Oh, gosh, what was it? Was it... Could it have been March time? I think it was March, just at the beginning of lockdown. Until last month in June, we had weekly Eurovision Song Contest to all watch together as a Eurovision fandom community on the internet. And it's been lovely watching the shows via YouTube. So if you haven't, I'm pretty sure it's still up. The 1999 Eurovision Song Contest was available in full on YouTube. So go around and take a look at that. But it was a fantastic show. I love watching the 1999 contest. The stark contrast of music from then and now is mind-boggling, really, in many, many different ways. As I sort of touched on last week when we were talking about Ireland 1999 and all of that stuff. The contest was hilarious in many, many ways, like Dunner International falling down with the huge trophy. And apparently it was that heavy. So, yeah, we weren't so sure if it was true or not, but I think it probably was, actually. So it's quite funny. In that contest, Latvia did attempt to participate in the contest for the first time, but it did withdraw. So that technically gave Hungary a chance to enter the contest. However, the television broadcaster MTV in Hungary decided not to take part. So as it came to a round to the relegation stuff, it basically allowed Portugal to compete as the 23rd country. But so randomly, only 23 countries participated in this contest. Rather bizarre. But we also had the return in the contest of Austria, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Denmark and Iceland, who sadly relegated and couldn't participate at the 1998 contest in Birmingham. Yes. So also it meant that Russia, Finland, Greece, Macedonia, Romania, Slovakia and Switzerland couldn't participate either. Yes, very, very awkward. Anyways, but we would see them the following year. Well, most of them anyway. And so let's play the winner of the 1999 Eurovision Song Contest. You know what it's all about. Yes, it is Sweden 1999. Here is Charlotte Nilsson with Take Me to Your Heaven. Shadows dancing.
Love. When you look at me, you know you're hard to read, because the face I see is not the one I know. And when you call me baby, what's that supposed to mean? I don't know who you are, how long can we pretend?
Sophie, representing Germany in 2015, horrifically, and God knows how, that got nil point, would you believe? Never to this day understood that. Though she did have her back to the crowd for the first, what, minute or so? So, yeah, maybe that was it, I don't know. But the cameras sort of, well, they did reflect it. Anyways, we got our request, our first request, and this is from Sadie Trent. Yes, Sadie's a big Eurovision Song Contest fan, and she's up in Weston-super-Mare. Now, she would like to dedicate this song to who she would like as the next leader of the Liberal Democrats, a political party here in the UK. Sadie's quite active in the Liberal Democrats, and she wants to dedicate this request to Leila Moran. Yes, Leila's the current Member of Parliament for Oxford, Weston, Abingdon here in the United Kingdom and in Oxfordshire. So, we wish her all the best in her contest with Ed Davey. And Sadie, this is your dedication to Leila Moran, and here is the amazing song for Azerbaijan, which was going to be at this year's Eurovision Song Contest, which sadly didn't take place. Here is Cleopatra by Effendi, from Sadie to Leila. Thank you very much, ladies.
Cleopatra was a queen like me, just like me, just like me. Straight or gay or in between, in between, in between. Betrayed by a lover, so hard to recover. Couldn't see the forest for the trees, just like me, all into things. There was no intervention, I was lost, falling out with myself. I was so filled with tension, getting mad was my crime.
Cleopatra. Cleopatra.
Hello, this is Jóci Papai from Hungary, and this is my song, Origo.
Enjoy.
Be kell csuknod a szemed, úgy láthatsz meg engemet, hogy meghódítsd a szívem, ismened kell lelkemet. Ha nem kellek, hadd menjek, és csavargónak születtem. Kilóttam már eleget, te az Isten, lát engem, lát engem. Yalama lama, tadidinana. Yalama lama, lama lama. Yalama lama, tadidinana. Yalama lama, lama lama. Nekem, hogy nem számít a színem. Tudtad benne, hogy a szemem sosem változik bennem. Nem kérek már belőle, menj el innen, hagyj engem. Ne is lássalak téged, átkozott légy örökre, örökre. Jölöm a lömbe, te didindönne. Jölöm a lömbe, lömbe, lömbe. Jölöm a lömbe.
Megszólított az Isten, egy igazi fegyvert adott a kezembe. Tudtam, csak ő vigyázhat rám. Többet gyakoroltam vele, mint egy szamuráj. Benne bízhatok, mindig az igaz a pontja. Vele sírhatok, de az utat mutatja. Egy olyan szövetség, ami marad örökké, felem áldozható. Ő a legfőbb kincsem, sejtelmes erők laktak a gyerekbe. Féltem tőle, látszik a szemekbe. A hújjaim támadnak, sírnak a testekbe. Hiába is védett ki, méreg a hangszerbe. Nagy tömegeket itattam át vele. Hallod a dallamon, már tudod a nevemet, hosszú az út. Sebek a hátamon, ezrek könnyei folynak a gitáromon.
Jölöm a lömbe, te didindönne. Jölöm a lömbe, lömbe, lömbe. Jölöm a lömbe, te didindönne. Jölöm a lömbe, 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 lömbe. Jölöm a lömbe, te didindönne. Jölöm a lömbe. Yeah, I'm a lover, baby, na-na-na.
Josip Papai with Origo. So that was Hungary 2017. And Rob is here.
Say morning, hello, everyone.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good morning, good evening.
Good night.
Good night. You got all covered. But we prefer Hungary's 2019 entry from Josip Papai.
Which didn't qualify, and it was lovely.
No, as Napam, my father. Yeah, it was beautiful. Yeah, so I was really gutted. I didn't care much for that one, but
they didn't enter this year, did they, Hungary? Although it doesn't matter too much because it wouldn't go ahead in the first place. Maybe they'll come back next year.
Exactly. Maybe they saw into the future.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Can we even travel to Hungary at the moment? Is it allowed? Is Hungary on the list of countries that are safe?
Oh, I don't know.
Slovakia is now.
Yeah, and Slovenia.
Estonia and Latvia, but not Lithuania.
Yeah.
That's weird, because they've got like a three-way bubble, those three countries. I don't quite understand. And I don't understand why you can't go to Portugal, considering that's got a lower infection rate than Spain. And Spain's fine to go to. It's ridiculous. Anyway, that's my little annoyance. We're going to France anyway.
Double standard, isn't it?
Absolutely. Poor Portugal.
Yeah, poor Portugal. We love you, Portugal.
We do. Beautiful place.
It's anybody there who's listening to the show. Which I know we do have a listener. A couple of listeners there.
Yeah, Lisbon's great.
Oh, it's a gorgeous city.
Sintra.
And the Algarve. Maybe not so much Albufeira, though.
Oh, Fuera. Anyone who's listening to this, do not go to Albufeira. We drove there just we were staying in Lagos, which is beautiful. We thought we'd have a look at Albufeira. We were there for half an hour. It's just revolting.
It's not that bad.
It's pretty, actually, but the first thing you see... I'm going to sound like a right snob now. The first thing you see is a man yelling, going, oh, fried breakfast, fish and chips. Like, no, we're in Portugal, thanks. I don't really fancy having a fry. Honestly, that's what people that go to Albufeira. Oh, terrible.
Oh, people, the shade.
I'm turning into a snob.
The shade.
So we left very quickly, didn't we? Oh, it was full of obese British people drinking too much beer.
Rob.
I'm going to be quiet now.
Sashay.
Away.
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest. It is Rob's Random Request.
Yes, Rob's got his lovely hats with little bits of paper in, don't you?
Very small bits of paper.
So the little bits of paper, the first hat has years inside. So from 1956 to 2020.
It does.
And also we have another hat with countries inside.
We do. And excluding America.
Excluding the United States. Well, they haven't participated, thank God.
No, but we can't go there at the moment.
No. So all the reason not to do so. Right, so Rob, pick us a year first, please.
Right, I have one in my fingers.
This is completely at random.
1978, so the year that Kieran was born.
Oh, we had a 1978 contest last week.
Oh, well, there you go, that's the randomness
of
it.
We did Portugal, didn't we?
Did. Kieran wasn't really born in 1978.
No. Sister was.
No, she was born in 77. My brother-in-law was born in 78.
I was he?
Yeah, she's his toy boy.
He's her toy boy. Oh, yeah. Okay, come on, you country.
I have a country in my fingertips.
Do you?
What do I have? Because it took us about 10 attempts last week, didn't it, to find a country? Slovenia.
No. Crack on, dear.
Azerbaijan.
No, that's twice.
That's twice. Portugal. We can't do that one again.
We did that last week.
That's ridiculous. I must be at the top of the hat still. I've tried to move them around. Everyone, okay?
Yeah, come something. On.
Right, okay. Dig deep. Oh, have I got two? No, I've got one. Austria?
Yes. Oh, now this is fun. This is from springtime and it's called Mrs. Caroline Robinson.
Oh, I remember that one.
Remember that? Really lovely song. It came 15th out of 20 songs, which I think. It's criminally underrated. And it got 14 points, it did. It deserved more, I think. The largest amount of points was 5 from Sweden. They got 3 points from Portugal, 3 points from Turkey, 1 point from Germany. Oh, charming. And 2 points from Denmark. And it's a shame. But one of Austria's best, but Austria ended up giving its 12 points at the 1978 contest to France.
Nothing to lose sleep over though, dear, really, is it?
Not really.
Kieran often cries a little bit at night about songs that didn't make it into Eurovision. I hear him weeping in his sleep.
It took him a week
to get over last year that Portugal didn't qualify.
What? What? Oh God, that was a drag.
That was
strange
wasn't it?
Song. Yeah, it wasn't for me. Anyway, so here we go. Here is Austria 1978, which is...
Mrs. Rob. Caroline Robinson. My mother's name, but not really. But she's not Robinson.
No, she's Ari.
Shh, people are going to look at her on Facebook. She's not there.
No, she's not.
She wouldn't dream of it. She worries about people writing strange things on her wall. She's a bit old-fashioned. She only started texting about 2 years ago, and now you can't stop her.
No.
Anyway, for Austria Springtime, Mrs. Caroline Robinson, enjoy everyone.
From 1978 in Paris.
Paris.
Ah, bonne chance à tous les participants. Oui.
Mrs. Caroline Robinson, freak no mit einem Luftballon, denn sie hat den Besen satt als Nobelhexe dieser Stadt. Mrs. Caroline Robinson, mit Telepathie und Television, Schwefelgrad, Chanel und Bach, Mode macht sie schwach. Die Sonne lacht, der Mond schnarcht unentwegt. Ein Wunder ist geschehen, niemand kann verstehen, warum, weshalb, wieso. Es ist heute Hexenshow. Mrs. Caroline Robinson ist für Männer die Sensation. Sexappeal statt Besenstiel, seit sie von dem Besen fiel. Mrs. Caroline Robinson, Telepathie und Television, Schwefelgrad, Chanel und Bach, Mode macht sie schwach.
Wenn ein Hund ohne Grund einmal Zeitung liest, ungeniert die Frau studiert, glaube, was du siehst.
Ein Wunder ist geschehen und niemand kann verstehen, warum, weshalb, wieso. Es ist heute Hexenshow. Mrs. Caroline Robinson fliegt nun mit einem Luftballon, denn sie hat den Besen satt als Nobelhexe dieser Stadt. Mrs. Caroline Robinson, die Telepathie und Television, Schwefelgrad, Chanel und Bach, Mode macht sie schwach. Mrs. Caroline Robinson,
un bouquet d'ombre qui s'enfuit, un soleil vient d'apparaître, un peu de bleu pour tes cils. Viens de nuit pour tes cils, une rose vient de naître, un peu d'amour. Viens l'oublier, ce garçon
Jean Vallier, representing Belgium at the 1970 Eurovision Song Contest in Amsterdam. That was the song Viens l'oublier, which means come and forget it. Yes, and poor old Belgium, that was a beautiful song. It only came eighth. Yes, eighth with 5 points. Now, back then at the 1970 contest, there were only 12 countries participating. It was the smallest Eurovision Song Contest since almost the beginning, due to the fact that so many countries withdrew from the contest, including Denmark, Finland, Norway, Portugal, and Sweden, because they boycotted, including Austria as well, boycotted the contest as they were not pleased at the result of the 1969 Eurovision Song Contest and the voting structure. Because if you remember 1969, we had four winners of the contest, which included the United Kingdom's Sandy Shaw, Lulu, of course. So technically Lulu won Eurovision, and also Fred de Borca from France, Lenny Kerr from the Netherlands, and Salome from Spain. Yes, so they all shared it, which is fair enough. I thought for the time, you know, what else can you do, to be fair, other than have a sing-along again, which I thought they probably would do if they did it this year, you know, if they kept it and didn't change it. But thankfully, the Eurovision Song Contest managed to change its voting quite a few times during the early 1970s until they settled to the scoring platform that we all know and love now in 1975. 1 to 8, then 10, and then the elusive 12 points, or 12 points. That's something the UK hasn't heard for a little while, have they?
It is now time to keep you updated on the latest news information from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News with Kieran Uritotiot.
And your news is dated on Saturday, the 25th of July, 2020. Athena Mokoukian, who is going to represent Armenia at the 2020 contest, which obviously, sadly, didn't take place, has released a brand new song. It's called Dala. Yes, and you can check that out wherever you get your music. Regina Olsk, who was co-singer along with Fredrik Omar in Euroband for Iceland in 2008, has released a brand new song. It's called Fed til our dancer in Icelandic, which in English means born to dance, and we will be playing that very, very shortly. Now in Portugal, Fua de Lee, who represented Portugal at the 2009 Eurovision Song Contest with the beautiful song Rio, gosh, what was it called? Oh yes, Todos Arraios do Amor, yes, has a brand new song. It's called Acontecer, which means to happen, and we'll be playing that song very, very shortly as well. The Cypriot broadcaster SYBC has confirmed to Eurovoir.com that they will be not participating at Junior Eurovision 2020, which is in complete contrast to Malta's announcement that PBS will and the Maltese delegation will be going to Warsaw for Junior Eurovision 2020. And finally, the Israeli broadcaster Kan is to hold a 16-song national selection for Eurovision 2021. They have already selected the singer who was going to be representing Israel this year, Eden Allen, but she's going to be performing 16 songs. My goodness me, that is going to be something to behold. Really, it's going to be. Good on her for giving it a go.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at Eurovoir.com.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight. Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favorite Eurovision radio shows.
Check this out.
Anne-Marie David, Vicky Peebles, Ray Kawarana, Neve Kavanagh, Scott Fitzgerald, Paul Harrington, and Sonia. All these artists have contributed their vocal talents to a new 17-track charity CD being sold on behalf of the UK charity Cancer Is a Drag. Released by Power World Music on the 11th of August, you can order your copy right now simply by emailing info@cancerisadrag.org. Cancer Is a Drag supports people living with all types of cancer. Pre-order your copy of this special album now to make your contribution simply by emailing info@cancerisadrag.org.
Hello, this is Linda Woodruff, the official spokesperson for the Eurovision Broadcasting Union, the EBU. You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. It's amazing.
Online and on 92.3 FM, this is Forest FM.
Ég á mér lítið leyndarmál Það frelsið sem ég finn þegar Ég hreyfi líka mann Eitthvað vaknar inn í mér Reynir að brjóðast út Og allt í kringum mig verður svo skýr flæða það lífið sem mér ætlað en enginn veit það nema ég þegar ég geng göturnar ég viss að allir að horfa á mig og vilja vera eins og ég
Att i vem så är fan till att där
Regina Orlsk from Iceland. She represented Iceland at the 2008 Eurovision Song Contest, and that is her brand new single called Fjed til á dansa. Yes. Oh, dance with me. Yes, it's an awesome tune. I love that, love that. And it's now time for a request from Robert Wallström in Gothenburg, Sweden. Hello. Hope all is well. Robert, thank you very much for your request. And your request this week comes from Finland in 1994. Now, this came second last, would you believe? Not very good. No, but the performance on the night was a bit meh. It really didn't work. With an orchestra, at least. I think maybe if it was in this day and age, it probably would do quite well. And studio version is just amazing. So we're going to play that for you now. So here is Finland, 1994, the Point Theatre Dublin. It was in the Republic of Ireland. Here is Cat Cat, meow, with Bye Bye Baby. Baby Bye Bye.
Acontecer.
Odalis from Portugal with their beautiful song Acontecer, which means to happen. Obrigado to Flor de Lis. They had that beautiful song, didn't they, in 2009 in Moscow. And I thought that was going to do incredibly well for Portugal. It sort of did in a way. They qualified, which was, you know, a wonderful result for Portugal back then. Todas Arroias do Amor. That was a beautiful song. Oh, the memories are flooding back. Right, now it's time for the best of the rest. Yes, I love that tune. And basically, the best of the rest is featuring song or songs from a national final which didn't make it to the Eurovision Song Contest, but probably should have gone to Eurovision. Yes, in hindsight, hindsight's a wonderful thing, isn't it? But we're going to the French national final in the year 2000 called La Sélection. Yes, it was in Paris, of course, in Olympia in Paris, yeah. And it was hosted by Julien Lepers and Karen Charel. And it was a public vote and a jury vote, 50-50. And one of the jury panels included the French participant in 1993, Patrick Faury with Mama Corsica, and Marie Myriam from 1977. Yes, with Louis Enfant, a bird and a child. Very random, wasn't it? But it was a great song, I thought. Okay, it was a huge controversy, yes. So eventually, it was Sofia Marazzi with the song On Le Ciel, which means We'll Have the Sky. I hope that's how you pronounce it. Came first. But in second place was Jessica Fallier with Espoir, which Espoir means hope. Now, there was a degree of controversy arose when it became known that On Le Ciel had been placed first by the jury, but Espoir had won the televote, receiving 27,000 votes, excuse me, out of the 43,000 received. Now, the explanation from France 3 is that On Le Ciel came second in the televote, while Espoir was ranked only fourth by the jury, and it prompted complaints that in the event of the televote and jury vote coming up with different winners, the televote should have taken precedence. Otherwise, there was a degree of dishonesty that asking the public to pay to vote was only for their chance to be overruled by a small number of jurors. A similar controversy would later engulf the 2005 Melodifestivalen, the Swedish national selection. Yeah, we know how all that turned out with Martin Steinmeck and Las Vegas. Anyway, so let's move on to this amazing song. Yes, this probably should have represented France in the year 2000, and I'm sure it would have done amazingly well. Sofia Mazzarazzi would have ended up coming second last, she would have done. She only got 3 points from Russia and 2 points from the Netherlands. So, yeah, not particularly well. So here is Jessica Farlier with Espoir.
Tu es parti comme ça, trop vite et trop tôt pour moi. Depuis, nous continuons à vivre sans toi. Toi, qui m'as donné le goût de vivre, l'espoir d'aimer. Comme j'ai souffert, comme j'ai pleuré de ton départ. Depuis les années passent, mais je n'ai pas oublié mes insomnies, mes cauchemars, mes coups de cafard. J'essaie de continuer à vivre en ton absence. C'est pas facile, ça me rend triste, mais les jours changent. Ils vont du gris au bleu des larmes, aux jours heureux. Ou bien car je ne te dirai pas adieu. Non, non.
réveillera libre, je serai là comme avant. Pour entendre ta voix, je ferai n'importe quoi. Je suis sûre que tu reviendras, emmener la vie près de toi. Et toi, qui m'as donné le goût de vivre, espoir d'aimer. Oh, comme j'ai souffert, comme j'ai pleuré de ton départ. Et puis les années passent, mais je n'ai pas oublié mes insomnies, mes cauchemars, mes coups de cafard. Moi, j'essaie de continuer à vivre en ton absence. C'est pas facile, ça me rend triste, mais les jours changent, ils vont du gris au bleu des larmes.
Jessica Farrier with Espoir from the French Eurovision National Final La Selection in the year 2000, and that came second in that national final. Oh, oh dear, what were France thinking? Well, at least the French broadcaster, at least the televoters knew what they were doing. All right, yes, now it's time for Live and Kicking. We're heading over to the 1968 Eurovision Song Contest live from the Royal Albert Hall, hosted by the late great Katie Boyle. Here is the Yugoslavian entry, sung in Croatian. Here is the Dubrovnik Tubaduri and the song Jedan Dan, which means one day. Take care, and I'll see you next Sunday at 5 p.m. Arrivederci, au revoir, arrivederci, arrivederci, see you soon, toodaloo.
Jedan dan, samo jedan dan, onaj pravi presudan, čudan dan. Jedan dan, samo jedan dan, pa da bude sav život radostan. Jedan dan, samo jedan dan.
Samo jedan dan, pa da bude sav život radost.